any eerie feelings or some deja vu thoughts in the beginning of the game when you were having problems initially?
No. We had a good start to the game. Got down there and had to settle for a field goal. Then we had a couple series where we just didn't execute quite as well. I had way too many penalties. I mean, the game's hard enough as it is, and I don't know how many penalties we had. It felt like a lot. And so first and 20s and second and 20s, those were tough to overcome. So we got to fix that quickly. And once we when we did execute, we moved the ball and scored touchdowns. But I thought there were too many series where we had just some mistakes that made it tough to move the ball against good defense.
Peyton, in the first half especially, is that the most you've moved and thrown out of the pocket? You were scrambling quite a bit there.
I'm not sure. I guess I have to see the tape, I guess. And they did some, a couple of unorthodox things. You know, they were dropping a number of defenders on some downs and distances, and I think that's why the running game ended up opening up. When we could stay in phase and we're a threat to run the ball on any given play, the advantage was to us. When we had those penalties on, first and 20, second and 20, third and long, they didn't care if you run the ball because they're going to be able to stop you. So first, second down production is key versus those guys, and I thought overall we were probably just average. When we moved the ball, we were pretty good on those two downs.
The balance off the run pass when you weren't in penalty situations, to what extent were you satisfied?
Well, yeah, I mean, the way the Jets played us, my guess was that they didn't think much of a running game coming into the game. You know, when you take your two linebackers and walk them both out on your two receivers, they're basically kind of laughing at your run game. And based on what we've been doing, it was probably a valid philosophy. So it's tough, to throw the ball when they got eight guys in coverage every single play. They're disrupting some of your receivers outside. So it was good to get the running game kind of going today. Thought Ronnie ran the ball well. Thought Juwan had a couple good runs. And like I said, if we can just eliminate those negative plays and those penalty plays where the run is a threat, then I think that's it's important to have that balance.
You can't speak for them, but when your offensive line sees that, they can't be too – I mean, they have to get them fired up.
Well, I think so, yeah. I think they see the same thing. I mean, they see, not many guys inside the box, and they see linebackers way outside of the receivers. And so I thought they answered the bell on some run plays. Like I said, we just need to eliminate some of those negatives.
Peyton, is it sometimes hard to play a team that's as desperate as they are, obviously, in the straits that they're in?
Hey, the NFL, everybody's there's players and talent all over the NFL, and I felt like the Jets defense was solid. I can't speak for what's happened on the other side of the ball. I haven't followed it, but on defense, I think they got good coaches, good players, and they give you lots of different looks.
Hey, you have so many great weapons. Can you talk about the chemistry that you have with some of your top targets like Thomas?
Well, we work hard on our timing, and those guys are capable of making a lot of plays. I thought Demarius made a nice adjustment kind of on his touchdown. Julius, as we've said throughout the season, is a tough matchup problem for teams. Do you put a corner on them, a safety, a linebacker? What do you do? They had some double teams toward him, which tells you what they thought of Julius. But Adam did a good job mixing up, moving Julius around, able to get him, two big touchdown plays that really helped us win the game.
Peyton, you said unorthodox. Has he played you that way before in the new season?
I'd say, in the times I've played against their defense, they've done just quite a number of things. And everything is in his package and his arsenal. And so you have to kind of see sort of what it's going to be that particular day. And so I thought they did some good things. And I thought we hurt ourselves. That made it even harder.
Peyton, was the concussion of maybe being a little patient in the beginning when things maybe weren't going so well?
Yeah, I think you have to be. I think it's always a defense that can give you some different looks. And, if you punt, it's not good, but it's certainly better, than a turnover. And So, you know, protecting the ball and not having any turnovers. You know, we had the one ball on the ground and had a miscommunication that gave us bad field position and helped them score their first touchdown. So we have to eliminate those type of things. But it's like I said, I have a lot of respect for their defense. They got good players and they're well coached.
You're now closer to Brett Favre, so we'll ask you another week about that record. The touchdowns is the big one for you versus the yards and the completions and all those other
things? I don't know if any of them are big necessarily for me. You know, I mean, especially in the middle of the season. I mean, we're trying to win football games, and it's tough. I mean, it's a tough schedule. You know, we got 49ers next week at home, and it's the team that's been one of the dominant teams in the NFL past couple of years. So that's all I'm thinking about, you know. But you know, just trying to find a way to win the game. If Ronnie wants to run for four touchdowns next week, I promise you I'm in favor of that. So, whatever happens along the way, you know, certainly, we'll handle it and we'll deal with it. But two big games coming up, San Francisco and San Diego before, you know, another little off weekend, if you will. So, you know, two games and 5 days coming up. That's plenty to think about.
I've heard a few more guys.
On a lighter note, Andy, let's say your brother tonight.
What's that?
On a lighter note, let's say it to your brother tonight before he plays Philly.
What?
On a lighter note, say to your brother tonight.
Say to him, I guess if I did, I'd probably call him, you know? So, yeah.
Hey, you think at all about February and the way in today, or is that completely not in your mind at all for the last time you were here?
No, I mean, different team, so, yeah.
Else? Coach Fox called it a gritty victory. It was a special teams play, the defense. Would you classify it as same?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it was playing a team that was going to do some different things. They're going to, you know, try some different things probably on all three phases, and you got to be able to handle it and adjust it. So anytime you went on the road in the NFL, it's a good thing.
Thank you.